Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now our summer memory series continues here in Lunchtime Live, where we're just chatting to some well-known faces to reminisce about some of their fondest summer memories gone by. And today I'm chatting to iconic Dublin drag diva, Davina Devine. Good afternoon.
That's a lot of D's, Andrea.
It sure is.
Well, I brought the sunshine today, so I'm bringing the vitamin D. The receptionist downstairs said to me, he's like, well, you brought the sun. So
yeah, that's good. Listen, are you a summer person, first of all?
Do you know, I'm a bit more of an autumn girl, I have
really?
To say. Yeah, I like the fall. I like an old woolly jumper now.
Yeah.
I just like being kind of covered up, which is ironic because on stage I'd be like, you know, everything's off. But I'm definitely a bit more of a kind of winter, like just before winter. I don't like the depth of winter. The outskirts of
not
winter.
The Christmas, but that's the part I like. I like
around Halloween, around that time.
Yeah.
And then I don't like when it gets into the January's. No. The January blues, no.
What's your first summer memory, Davina?
Oh, God. You see, like, I'm a Ringsend Rose. So I'm from kind of like near, like, you know, Ringsend and the beach and all down there. And I just remember going to the beach so many times. And probably one of my first memories is sand everywhere. The sand always stuck in everything.
Yeah. And sandwiches even.
Sand. Oh, my God. Yeah. And there was like Cadet Orange back in the day, like little bottles of Cadet Orange.
I remember it.
Yes. That always brings me back. And I always remember, like, I used to, like, I'm an 80s baby, so I used to, like, play with, like, He-Man and She-Ra toys back in the day. And I always remember having my favourite one lost in the sand dunes down at Poolbeg. So that's probably, like, my loss and one of my first summer memories. But I always remember being told not to get into the sea and always running into the
sea. Yeah.
So.
Why? Just because I think danger,
I think it was just because they didn't want me to just be causing a mess and causing havoc, you know? So wetting the car or whatever. So
were most of your summers then spent around Dublin?
Yes, of course. We did the obligatory trip to Wexford.
Yeah.
You know, everyone I think has to.
That's a Dublin thing.
It is. It's like a pilgrimage to Wexford. I still make jokes about it, like in my show. I'm always like, if someone's from Wexford, I'm like, how much are the strawberries going for these days? How much for a punnet? I think we did Corktown. Of course, has to be done. But it was mainly like, you know, we didn't have much money, so it was always kind of around. And I don't know, for some reason, maybe it just feels like things were warmer. The weather seems like it was a bit better then.
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah, yeah. You have those summers that you think back on that were like,
maybe
do you remember the good summer of 1990?
Maybe I was just a bit paler and I was just probably burning easier.
Yeah. Do you have a summer holiday that you remember over kind of your lifetime? Like, not even necessarily childhood, but.
Yes, I do, definitely. I have actually. I was thinking about this one when I got the questions. I was thinking that this, it's kind of a funny story, but it's also kind of an awful story. I remember going on my first holiday with my boyfriend years ago. It was about 2010, and it was my first couples holiday. And I remember it was a big deal because we were kind of like, you know, we were all loved up, and we went to Gran Canaria. And we stayed in this gorgeous 5-star resort, and it was for Gran
Canaria. Nice for a first
Gran
holiday.
Canaria. It was a nice one together. And a couple of my friends came as well, and my boyfriend cheated on me on holiday, and my friend saw him in the act.
Yeah.
And was like, and I was oblivious, so it was this kind of will we tell, won't we tell. It was very EastEnders vibes. And eventually they did tell me, and of course then I had the confrontation. It all fell apart. I was wailing like a banshee. And we kind of had this huge argument in this gorgeous hotel. It was really kind of tainted in my mind. But do you know what I always remember about it was? It was the same day. Because you know when you go to Gran Canaria, there's only about three channels on the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was Sky News. And it was the same day that Lindsay Lohan was being sent to prison.
Right.
And I had to watch her crying in court over and over and over. And she had this really dark blusher. And I just remember that memory over and over. So the day Lindsay Lohan got sent down was the day I got cheated on and broken up. So it's kind of funny to look back on, but it was pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
But I always say,
I can believe
we ended up kind of getting over it and getting through the holiday, but things were never the same after.
But
it's one that just sticks in my head.
Have you been back to the Canaries since?
I have actually. Yeah. and you know what's so funny, every time I go back I say I'm never going to come back here again, I'm never coming back, and I always go back. So
were you somebody who, over the years, Davina, who had like a summer job in your school teenage years?
I was working since I was 12. I've literally been, child labour laws out the window. Like,
yeah.
I was literally working since, but I remember I got this job, this is so random, it's so, like, not me, delivering bread when I was, like, before.
Like on a bread run?
On a bread run.
Right.
And I absolutely loved it. Like, it used to be for the old Mill Bakeries, which is in Cross Guns, which is gone now. But I used to love it. I used to get up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd get picked up in the van. We'd go all around Dublin. And it was my first kind of time to see Dublin at nighttime.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of stuff going
on. So what age were you?
14. And it was with a neighbour. So I had a neighbour. So I was just kind of a helper. Like I wasn't, I wasn't in an official capacity. I was just kind of like, you know, lifting a few pans of bread.
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw things at Dublin that probably 14-year-olds probably shouldn't see.
Shouldn't see, yeah, for sure.
It was an amazing, and it was great money.
So
that was probably my favourite job. And I know it sounds crazy, but we had a great bond and I got to kind of see a bit of life.
Free bread.
Oh, lots of carbs. It was the only time I ever sleepwalked because I was up at the crack of dawn. So I remember, because I remember getting up saying I was going to put the bread in the van. And it was the only time ever. Yeah. So it was exhausting, but yeah.
Was the Gaeltacht ever part of your summer holiday?
I wouldn't be a good linguist now, I have to say. No,
never went either.
There was a kind of tone in my school. It was like, oh, you know, everyone's kind of, I think they were edging you to go. But I'm so glad in hindsight that I didn't, because I just don't think it would have been for me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Do you, if you were to win the lotto, right? Ooh. Like, is there a holiday destination in your mind, you know, like that you have to, you really need, you want to get a chance to see?
I love the south of France. I love the south of France and I love all the yachts and the glamour and the Joan Collins of it all. And I feel like if I won the lotto, like we used to go to south of France a lot a couple of years ago, and like Monaco, Cannes, Saint-Tropez.
Really?
I just love it.
Do you know, I was in Nice for the first time in May and I absolutely...
Nice, did you like it?
Loved it.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
And I really want to go and see more of the south of France. I'm kind of hoping to get to do that, maybe.
Do you know what's great? If you kind of base yourself in one of the little towns, you can kind of go by car to all these different places. And there's a place called Grasse, which is the...
I've heard about
Grasse,
this.
Where they were basically the home of perfume. And they've created perfume since Versailles and everything there. And they still make perfumes. It's an amazing place if you're into fragrance. I'm a real history buff, so I love all that.
Right.
So yeah, I'd be drawn to anywhere with a palace.
Yeah, so I can just see you now in the casino in Monaco or something.
Probably drunk on a Smirnoff Ice though.
Isn't it? Is that where the big casino is?
Yes.
That's there, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Count of Monte Cristo vibes.
Yeah, we got the train. We went to like the poor man's town beside.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't get me wrong.
If there's such a thing as the poor man town in the south of France.
I will fake it till I make it. Like, you know, and there's nothing like kind of feeling a little bit bougie on your holiday, you know?
Is it not mad levels of expense?
Oh, mad levels. And it's, you know what? Even if I had the money, I don't know if I would probably spend it. But I think just to feel like the hoi polloi, I just love the glamour of it all, you know? It's probably just aesthetic more. But visually, I have to say, it is probably one of the most beautiful places. Like, just like aside from the money, just like scenically, it's beautiful.
Even actually the coast when you're there, stunning. Going along the train.
You can do it like you know, I'm not of any kind of extreme means and I loved it, you know, I had a great time.
You're sitting here in the height of glam across from me. There's absolutely no way you can't describe yourself.
Thanks. But this time of day, I'm usually a creature of the night, so
I am so underdressed. So underdressed.
Or I'm overdressed, either or.
Do you have a favourite person that you like to holiday with?
I always holidayed with friends, but I think the older I get, I feel like I'm edging more towards going away on my own.
Really?
I really am.
Do you know I've never holidayed on my own?
Me neither. And I feel every trip, international trip that I take, or even a trip locally that I take, I always think, God, I wish I was on my own. Because you can kind of just do things on your own. And I'm, as I said, I'm a history buff. I love doing kind of touristy things. I love getting information about places. And a lot of people just, you know, you want to get drunk or be a bit crazy. And I love doing that too. But I kind of just
like the mix.
I think I'm around people so much. It's nice to just have your own
time,
thoughts, you know?
I think I would
hate. Would you do it?
I have a feeling I would hate holidaying on my own.
I don't know.
Like my own company.
I think we're programmed to kind of think a bit like that. But I think, you know, you just get on with it, you know?
But even going for dinner at night, I think that's the part that would really...
Let's do that first then.
I've never gone for dinner on my own, you know?
Me neither, not by choice.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've had lunch, you know, but I'd never go out for dinner. Yeah, I don't know. I've just never.
There is a stigma, I think, around that. Like, great, like Sex and City vibes. They even did that in that show, didn't they? Going for dinner on your own. And listen, don't rule it out.
No.
Something empowering about it, you know?
I know. Holiday romances. I know you told us the Gran Canaria story, but
I've never kind of been into holiday romances, and do you know why? Because I feel, and this is such a, every time I tell my friends this, they always roll their eyes at me because I always think,
what's
I would
point?
Fall in love with someone and then I'd be like, I have to leave and then it's going to be over. And even people who come here that are from, like, you know, glamorous locations, I'm like, I'm afraid to go out with them or do something because I'm like, I'm going to get connected with them and then they're going to have to go and I'm going to be devastated. So I just go, do you know what? I'm going to hedge my bets and just be a homegirl.
Yeah.
You know, does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely it does.
I'm too afraid. Like, yeah. I don't want to get hurt.
Do you have things you can't holiday without? Like, are there...
My makeup bag.
Yeah, I know, I'm like that. Like, absolutely. There's no way I'm going to holidays without mascara.
No, not really. Like, to be honest, like, I was only in Paris there at the weekend, and like now I had to pack all my drag and stuff, which is separate. But when I'm not packing drag, just for my regular day-to-day, I'm very minimal. So actually, don't really take that. I could probably go with a little Dick Whittington haversack vibe, you know?
Right.
So, not really. I need my iPad, my headphones.
There. Why? Are you listening to stuff when you're away, or music?
I'm just watching a lot. I always watch a lot of YouTube. I watch a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah, I know this is going to sound so... I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot of content creation. I'm always just trying to... I need information. I'm always I'm always a wealth of useless information. So if you want to know any useless facts,
great at a quiz.
Great at a quiz. Yeah. And great at an after hours chat session.
Yeah. So. House parties.
Yes.
But you don't bring drag on holiday then?
No, if I'm going away, I don't. Like, but to be honest, I don't. Ever since COVID, I actually kind of became much more of a homebody, and traveling actually makes me quite anxious. So I'm kind of really trying to face that and kind of get over that, because I was never really like that. And I think that's since COVID. And I noticed a lot of other people kind of feel that as well, but nobody's kind of naming it, you know? And I definitely felt a bit anxious about just the actual rigmarole of going and not forgetting anything. And then I have this thing about being stranded somewhere. That, like, you know, whereas remember they shut all the flights down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like if there was a pandemic, like a lockdown.
Yeah. And that happened to me when I was in Florida once. There was a hurricane. It was the worst in the Caribbean history. And I was literally got the last ticket out of Florida. And I had this fear that I was going to get stuck. So that really brought on my anxiety about traveling. Yeah.
Must have been fairly frightening, actually.
It was. And then, do you know what? When I got the flight home, I feel like I was in Florida for a day trip. That's why I would say I went to Florida for a day trip. And I was supposed to be there for 10 days. And when I got home, my dog died. So, I know.
So, what a holiday.
So, but I was meant to be back, you know? So it was meant to be.
Do you read when you're on holidays?
I only read people.
Yeah. Do you know, I'm not a reader.
No,
I just love
work. Audible. I love audiobooks.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I love an audiobook.
Never got into them. My sister always recommends them to me.
And what I love sticking on an audiobook if I'm getting ready, or if I'm kind of like podcast vibes. Have it on the background because you're still technically reading it.
Yeah.
I love a celebrity autobiography. So I love getting the juice.
Why? What's the last one you read?
Mariah Carey's was amazing.
Really? Yeah. I love Mariah.
Oh, the book. And it's everything. There's so much information that I never knew about her. Like crazy stories about her childhood, and she sings in the audiobook, sings the lyrics that she wrote. Like, she's so underrated as an artist that stuff that I didn't even know. You know, I just kind of...
So you listen to the Mariah Carey's autobiography in audiobook?
Yes.
Right.
And it's unreal. I highly recommend.
Have you a favourite holiday song?
Do you know what always rings up? You know, Mr. Saxo Beat. You know, Mr. Saxo Beat.
Yes. That is a great tune.
And No Speak Americano. No Speak Americano. Dude, same kind of era, same kind of vibe, but something about that just makes me want to.
Why? What? You know, what? It just reminds you of kind of.
I don't know. It's just like a summer song. And it reminds me of Pride time and just summer season and just letting loose, you know?
Well, we'll always leave our listeners with our guest's favourite summer song. But before we do let you go, Davina, today, like you're gigging a lot. You've shows coming up. Yeah,
stuff out the ears.
Where can people find you? See you.
I am the Queen of the George, so you can catch me every Thursday at the George. I've been there for
Thursdays.
Yeah, Thursday Thursday with Davina Devine. I've been there for the best part of 20 years now. It's like my home from home.
Yeah.
And I'm all around the country. I was on tour with my therapist, Ghost of Me podcast, and so I'm around.
Yeah, people will find you.
They will find me. Yeah.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.